The question now is, will you mask or unmask? I have made a personal decision. Have you? It's odd, but after all the months of so much information about COVID, now I feel I don't know enough. It's like we've been ghosted by the authorities. Ghosting is a fairly new term usually used in reference to dating. It's when someone abruptly cuts off contact with a person without any warning or explanation. In this instance, I feel left out in the cold by some of our elected officials. Over the past 2 years, I guess I got used to weekly, if not daily, updates on COVID-19. While I know the endless messaging became tedious and repetitive, there was also a part of me that got accustomed to it and was somewhat comforted by the constant information. As of March 21 in Ontario, masking requirements were removed in most indoor settings. That means we are not required to wear them in restaurants, grocery stores, retail outlets, and gyms. If things remain the same as they are now, on April 27, all remaining mask mandates and emergency orders will be lifted. That means back to business with no need for passive screening or special protocols. They are changing regulations for travel all the time. I feel happy for all the businesses that have suffered. More freedom is a wonderful thing, and while most will celebrate the changes, I find myself with a lot of concerns. My big question is simply this: what has miraculously changed? Other than the fact COVID hospitalizations are going down slightly, nothing. I feel like politicians just got tired of talking about the pandemic. Maybe it's more likely they realized the public was getting sick of hearing about it, so they dialed it back? Is that because a provincial election is coming up and we can only talk about positive things? Here's the truth, though. The pandemic is not over. Not by a long shot. There's a new variant out there. It's likely we'll need yet another booster shot at some point. China has numbers higher than ever before, with millions back on lockdown. Closer to home, we have just had March break with Easter soon to follow. We all know what can happen about 2 weeks after those kind of gatherings. I want it to be over, too. Here's the thing. Just because we stop talking about something doesn't mean it's gone. People are tired of lots of illnesses, but it doesn't mean we can wish them away. Just because the powers that be decide to talk about the pandemic less often doesn't really change anything. Whenever a healthcare professional is asked by the media if it's too soon to be dropping the protocols, you can almost see them tap dancing. They seem uncomfortable. They squirm a little. It's pretty clear most of them think we still need to be cautious. It has become harder to seek out the information, too. Various health units have gone from daily updates to a few times per week. Now I feel like I'm not sure how accurate the numbers are. It feels a lot like people have just thrown up their arms and said, what will be. Basically, it feels we are all being left to our own devices. After all this time and all of our sacrifices, both personally and professionally, it just feels like we are still left swinging in the breeze. Many businesses will continue with health protocols and extra cleaning, but that almost makes it all more confusing. Do we still have to make appointments for everything and wait in our cars to be summoned? Do we still answer health questions upon entering? Does each school make its own rules? I will keep the mask on for a while longer. Today is the start of yet another new chapter. This is when we need true leaders and good communicators. We need clarity. Please step up.